Tuesday. Today is April the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, USEC, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, recently hosted a trip to Greece to promote U.S. soy, especially among aquaculture. Madison Lehman, manager of demand and market development, attended that trip and will share an update on what they learned and what the prospects look for U.S. soy. Stay tuned. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting with Madison Lehman. She is manager of demand and market development with the Ohio Soybean Council. Madison, you guys just got back from a trip to Greece with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. It sounds amazing. Tell us, what was the purpose of the trip?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dusty. The purpose of the trip was to attend a aquaculture conference over there that's part of our Soy Innovation Center project that we have going with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. So the Soy Innovation Center is basically a training program for mid to high tier employees in industries that are within the soybean customers or within the soybean supply chain. So this aquaculture workshop seminar highlights the use of soy utilization in a lot of seeds over there. And we're trying to get more soy feed inclusion into aquaculture diets as a high protein, low cost source for them. So the Soy Innovation Centers, this is just one of the several programs that we could have going in Europe. And it builds connections. It builds a brand with U.S. soy. It's kind of the forefront of education and efficiency with these industries that are ultimately these new markets that are going to benefit U.S. soybean farmers. So that's the whole reason we were over there, Dusty, in Greece in particular, is because they have a very large aquaculture industry. And we were able to converse with professionals in that area and answer questions and really get soy in front of them as a new feed option.
Good. Well, as you had a chance to observe and interact with some of the participants, how were they, what was the response, I guess, to the use of American soybeans or maybe their enthusiasm for the product?
They were interested in terms of what are we doing to make this the best protein source? What are we, how are we growing our soybeans? So the reason that we had Jerry Baumbauer go was to talk about his operation there in Auglaize County. So he was able to talk about the production, his history of sustainability on the farm. What are we doing to make the crop more sustainable, not just in terms of environmental, but economical in the future? How are we making sure that we have an ample supply of soy to maybe feed this market in the future? So that was one thing that they really enjoyed learning about and hearing from Jerry and kind of hearing how his agriculture farm here in the U.S. may or may not benefit or relate to their aquaculture farm in the Mediterranean. Different, sometimes a different climate, different atmosphere, totally different way of working in the agriculture industry. I'd say they were also interested just in the general aspect in trying U.S. soy, the protein source, and as I mentioned earlier, the benefits of the cost towards it. It's much more cost efficient for them. Typically, sometimes fish meal is used, and it's a little bit more cost effective to use protein or soy protein as a replacement for that. So that's kind of the general, I guess, response that we heard from them, is that they're very interested in using it and learning more about how U.S. soy can kind of increase the efficiency in their operations.
So sustainability is something important to them. Obviously, cost is a factor. What's their impression of U.S. soy from a quality standpoint?
Quality, good quality. Compared to, I'd say, other markets, it's better protein, cleaner when it comes over, easier. The processing is, I'd say, pretty similar, but it's going to be the protein quality there that really sets us apart from other parts of the world.
My guest again today is Madison Lehman. She is manager for demand and market development with the Ohio Soybean Council. We've been talking about a recent trip that she and Jerry Baumbauer took over to Greece to promote Ohio soy and U.S. soy. Madison, thanks so much for your time and for all your work.
Thanks, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Changing directions, the U.S. Trade Representative recently provided updates and examples of how agricultural export opportunities are being developed and expanded for our nation's food and farm products. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Recent visits with lawmakers allowed U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai opportunity to discuss our nation's continued efforts to expand farm and food export markets. She starts with efforts being made within the framework of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement.
Separately, through the USMCA, we are actively championing the interests of our farmers and agricultural producers. We have pursued two cases now against Canada's dairy tariff rate quota allocation measures, and we are currently in the midst of challenging Mexico's restrictive measures on biotech corn before a panel. We are actively pursuing litigation with Mexico using the tools of the USMCA precisely to address what we consider to be an illegitimate and unscientifically based restriction on our trade in biotech corn to Mexico.
Ambassador Tai also acknowledged the importance of building rural economies through increased ag trade opportunities.
Through negotiations, our administration has secured over $21 billion in new agricultural market access in the last 3 years.
Such as increased farm and food exports in markets like India, through negotiated tariff eliminations and reductions.
After the U.S. and India terminated 7 disputes at the WTO last year, India also agreed to remove retaliatory tariffs on several U.S. products. This means improved access for chickpeas, lentils, almonds, walnuts, and apples, benefiting farmers across the country, including Michigan, Oregon, California, and Washington. This means more market access for turkey, duck, blueberries, and cranberries, benefiting our farmers in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Massachusetts, and Minnesota.
She also sees the importance of trade-building programs such as USDA's Regional Agricultural Promotion Program as a means to grow ag export opportunities in developing nations.
It is about sharing with the rest of the world the bounty that our incredibly hardworking and savvy farmers produce, and also diversifying our relationships with the markets around the world.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.